Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you. Rasulullah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to Like Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, a program that delves into the beautiful qualities and actions of the Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified progeny, and how we can strive to emulate his noble character in our lives. I'm your host, Zainab, and I'm honored to be guiding you through his journey of inspiration and reflection. Well, in this program, we'll explore the profound love and affection the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had for his grandsons, yes, Imam Hussein and Imam Hassan alayhi salam. Human beings remain amazed by the profound love and affection that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had for his grandsons, Imam Hassan alayhi salam and Imam Hussein alayhi salam. The stories shared by his companions, be that Salman, be that Ibn Abbas, be that Jabir, paint a beautiful picture for us about the Prophet's interactions with these young children. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam quotes the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that a valuable child is like a beautiful bucket of flowers given by God, which he has distributed among his servants. And my two buckets from this world are Hassan and Hussein alayhim salam. Again, Abu Ayyub Ansari narrates an incident where he found Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein alayhi salam were playing in front of him on his lap. Abu Ayyub asks the Prophet if he loved these two. The Prophet, peace be upon him and his purified family, replies, "How can I not love them when they are my buckets from this world and I enjoy their fragrance?" This incident highlights. Again, Salman Farsi recounts an incident where he found Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam with Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein alayhi salam eating from his hands. How beautiful incident! The Prophet, peace be upon him, and his purified family would alternate between feeding a bite to Hassan and then to Hussein alayhi salam. After the meal, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam placed Imam Hassan alayhi salam on his shoulders and Imam Hussein alayhi salam on his thigh and asked Salman, "Do you like them?" And Salman says, "I said, O Prophet of Allah, may peace and blessings be upon you, how can I not love them when they hold such a special position in your life?" Well, there's more to add on the story, so stay tuned for an enlightening and uplifting exploration of Prophet's love for his grandsons, Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein alayhi salam.
يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك صلوات الله عليك يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك
Welcome back. You're listening to the program Like Muhammad, and we are on the journey to uncover the beautiful qualities of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and learn from them so that we can embody his teachings in our daily lives. So we're talking about Prophet's love for his grandsons, Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "O Salman, whoever loves them loves me, and whoever loves me loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." Then he placed his hand on Imam Hussein alayhi salam's shoulder and mentioned that he is the son of the Imam, There are 9 individuals from their generation who are righteous, faithful, and infallible imams, with the 9th of them being the awaited Qaim, the riser. This conversation in itself highlights the significance of love and respecting the Prophet's family and the future leadership they hold. In another incident, Abu Huraira recounts a personal experience where he witnessed the Prophet, peace be upon him and his purified family, holding either Hassan or Hussein in his 2 hands, while their 2 feet were resting on the Prophet's own feet. The Prophet, peace be upon him and his purified family, would lovingly sing to them, saying, "Dear little champ, come up." The child would then climb up until their feet were on the chest of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. At that moment, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would express his love for them, saying, "Let me kiss you," and then he would kiss them. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would then pray, saying, "O Allah, I love them, so you love them too." And this heartfelt incident showcases the deep affection and love Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had for his grandsons Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And his supplication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this dua in itself showcases his love and blessings upon them. Jabir recounts an incident where he encountered the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam on his all fours with Hassan alayhi salam and Hussein alayhi salam riding on his back. The Prophet, peace be upon him and his purified family, affectionately remarked, "What a good camel you have and what good loads you are." Well, we'll explore more on that, but let's take a short break and we'll be back in a while.
بلغ العلا بكماله كشفت طجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله صلوا عليه وآله.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Like Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Salman Farsi narrates an incident where they were in the presence of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Ayman approaches them and informs the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that Imam Hassan alayhi salam and Imam Hussein alayhi salam were missing. It was sunrise at that time, and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam immediately instructed everyone to search for his 2 sons. Salman accompanied the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as they walked until they reached the mountainside. Suddenly, they spotted Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein al-Islam clinging to each other, as they also saw a snake standing on its tail with fire pouring from its mouth. Such an alarming situation it was. The snake turned towards the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and quickly crawled away, disappearing under a stone. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam approached Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein alayhi salam and gently separated them from each other. He then placed his hand on their faces and expressed his love and affection, saying, "May my father and mother be sacrificed for you. How precious you are in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam then placed one child on his right shoulder and the other on his left shoulder. Salman expressed his admiration and saying, "Blessed are you, what a good ride you have." The Prophet responded, "And what a good riders these 2 are, and their father is even better." All these incidents reflect Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's deep love and care for his grandsons, Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and his recognition of their noble lineage and qualities inherited from their father, Imam Ali alayhi salam. These stories remind us of the Prophet's role as a loving and caring figure, not only for his family, but also for all humanity. So let's strive to follow the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's footsteps by showing love, kindness, and respect to the children around us. Maybe learn from his example and create an environment where they feel valued, protected, and cherished. Thank you so much for listening. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did. Be like Muhammad and live like Muhammad and give like Muhammad gave. Shafi'ullah, Habibullah, Nabiullah, Rasulullah, Khalilullah, the friend of Allah, Ya Rasulullah, Rasulullah.